Episode 2259, The Best Story Told Every Day.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people try. Happy every day. It is Wellness Wednesday, and I hope you are ready for something extraordinary in your life with your health. The best story told every day. For those of you who are brand new to Create You Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already didn't have the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. Well, I'm going to be honest with you up front. I am tired. I'm physically exhausted because I spent 14 hours plus, I didn't count every minute, outside, mulching, being in nature. Now, I understand this. I love being in nature. But mulching around my house, it is physical, hard labor. And when I came in to record and just sit down, I thought, what do we need to talk about? The best story told every day comes from your body. But to hear the story, you have to listen to your body. You know, most of us are too busy to slow down. What we are doing and how we pay attention or what we're not paying attention to all comes down whether or not we got what our body is trying to tell us. But you know what? That busyness, it gets in the way. In fact, there are electronics now that the average human can buy that will give all different accounts of what our body is doing and how it's performing. But why do we wait for an invention? Why do we have to wait to have something on our wrist? If we would slow down long enough and pay attention to what is happening in our day with our body, there the secrets would be revealed. However, you have to be willing to listen to your body. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Listen to your body. Your body speaks to you in many ways. Back to mulching. Oh my goodness. I just have to say, I chose red mulch of all things. It looks gorgeous. It's striking. But the crazy thing is I'm like, oh my gosh, the cedar smell is like in my nose. And my son, our youngest, is helping me. And he's like, wow, what a spring break, Mom. I'm like, I know you get the rest of the week off. I really, really appreciate it. Because as you know, this stuff is hard work. And we have a lot of landscaping that has to be done, which it's beautiful, but it takes time. And so in doing so, when I came in, I was like, oh my gosh, like I need to sit down for a minute. I think we took a total of 3 breaks throughout the entire day. One was I had to go take my son somewhere and then had to pick him back up. And then the other time was literally going to get more mulch. And that was it. And I was like, oh, it was a long day. Yeah. When you wake up and you put on your junk clothes and then you find yourself out in nature all day. Oh yeah, it's great, but it's work. And I have to tell you this, I know it might be TMI, but I'm going to share it with you anyway. When I took my shower after being done and working those 14 plus hours outside, and don't get me wrong, I love it. I love being outside, but I enjoy it in a different fashion, not literally physical labor. I also removed, I have to throw this in there too. I also removed like 9 to 10 roots of these plants that had been dead, by the way, for 3 years. And they still would not come out easily. They were beast. Well, you see, it's hard labor. And the thing is we just kind of go through our day thinking our body's just going to follow what we want it to do. But little do we know that maybe our body knows better than we think we know. But it all comes down to we got to listen to our body. We got to know what it's telling us. And so I want to talk to you about a few ways. There are 7 ways that your body speaks to you. And this isn't new stuff, you know this, but I really want to get you to think hard about this. Because as we age, age of course can come with wisdom, but sometimes it doesn't. And when it doesn't come with wisdom because we're doing our own thing, then we leave some things behind. I was talking to a friend of mine and she was sharing with me how she had a heart issue. And she went to the doctor and she told the doctor what was going on. And she goes, "Man, you're really in tune with your heart." And my friend was like, "Well, yeah, doc. I mean, why wouldn't I be?" And she goes, "Most people wouldn't know. They wouldn't have caught what you caught." Are you listening to your body? Are you listening to what it's telling you? The secrets, the little love notes that it leaves you. Are you paying attention? Because you really got to listen to your body. So what's the language that your body speaks? Number one, muscle aches. I know you've had a muscle ache before, possibly even working out. You want to be buff. You want to lean out. You want to lose some weight. And you're like, "I'm going to lift some more. I'm going to try some resistance training." And then you lay down, you wake up the next day and you're like, "Oh my gosh, I can barely move. I can't even lift my leg," right? You know what I'm talking about. Yes. When your muscles feel heavier, this is a good sign that you might be overdoing it. Now, it's different if you've stretched it, right, to the point of breaking it down. What happens at night when you sleep? It repairs it. So muscle aches can be a good thing. However, there's got to be a reason for it. So if you're just laying around all day and then you wake up the next day and you're like, "Gosh, I don't know what it is, but this is really bothering me. I don't understand because nothing really caused me to feel this way in this particular area of my body." Pay attention. This is a red flag. Number two, twitching. I know you don't think that this is something to pay attention to, but you know, a muscle can be overreacting to something you did or didn't do. This can happen with your eyes, your hands, your legs, your lips, just to name a few, and of course, other body parts. Have you ever had a muscle go into like a muscle spasm? Well, muscle spasm is different than twitching. So think about that. But twitching can be, we've all had those with our eyes, right? Where our eye just kind of quivers a little bit and you're like, "Oh my gosh, why won't it stop?" And you try to pull it a little bit and blink extra, you know, 10 times and you're like, "Nope, still twitching." Or have you ever had your upper lip, maybe even your lower lip, just kind of twitch and you can see it in the mirror and you're like, "Oh my gosh, that's crazy." Well, pay attention. It's telling you something. What it's telling you? Well, you got to figure that part out because it's your body. And the more you begin to see these patterns, the better you'll be able to know, "Oh my gosh." You see, when I was out mulching, back to mulching. At one point, it was so hot. We hit, I don't know, in the high 80s. We were getting close to 90. I mean, it was like swimming pool day. And at a couple times, I was like, "I'm about ready to jump in the pool myself." Well, I told my son, I said, "You know what, babe, I just got to sit down for a moment." He goes, "What's wrong?" I said, "I just need to sit down. I said, I'm tired and I need to sit down for a minute." He goes, "Okay." And he was already sitting down. And because it was hot, it was in the heat of the day and we hadn't been working our other days that we had worked on this mulching. It had been beautiful, like upper 60s, low 70s, gorgeous. Today, strike it hot. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm never going to make it through this." But I paid attention. And I sat down and it wasn't even for like 5 minutes, but I got a drink and I just did some deep breathing and I just paid attention to how my back was feeling and my legs, did a couple extra stretches because my hamstrings were beginning to tighten up because I was bending over. At this point, I was working with those crazy roots. And these roots, when I say they were big, they were over. The ones I pulled out had at least from the main stock was 14 to 16 inches. They were huge roots. I was like, "This is ridiculous." So I sat down. My body was warning me, warning, 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 pay attention to me. "Oh, no, 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 I'm too busy. I got to keep mulching." No, you don't, or you're going to pass out, hit your head on the flagstone, and then what are you going to do? Yeah. You got to pay attention and listen to your body. So you got muscle aches, twitching. What about number three, hunger pains? When you change what you eat or when you eat, your body may tell you that nutrition is still required. You got to pay attention to the gurgles in your abdominal region. Now, we all have different gurgles, so you got to learn them. As my husband says to me, "Oh, honey, are your coyotes going off again?" Yeah, we know we ate the wrong thing, or I should say I ate the wrong thing. I just enjoyed it with everybody else. But you got to listen to what is going on down in that abdominal region. Is it that you're hungry? I know growing up for me, I would have my coyotes going off all the time. And I was not one who ever really ate breakfast in the morning. I've never been a breakfast girl. I prefer to have cereal at night. I know I'm strange. I don't do that anymore, by the way. But I just didn't eat breakfast much in the morning. It's not that I couldn't. I just didn't want it. I wasn't really hungry. Well, come to find out, as I got older and as I began to listen to my body and understand my body and watch and look for all these patterns, I realized, like, oh my gosh. Number one, you've been intermittent fasting for your entire life, basically. Yeah, pretty much. Number two, yeah, you really aren't hungry, but guess what? You don't have a hunger factor or a full factor. You just have a messed up body, which is true also. But you see, I can't discover those things. You can't discover anything about your body unless if you listen to your body. Muscle aches, twitching, hunger pains. Number four, cramping. The tightening of muscles can bring about pain in all areas of the body. Or it just seems, you know, when I say cramping, it's this tension. And it's like you can't get rid of it. It's not this ache. It doesn't feel like this pounding headache, right? It's not like a hammer hitting your muscles. It's more of like, oh my gosh, there's this tension and it will not go away. Well, it can happen in your legs, your arms, and also your abdominal area. And we women, yeah, we know, menstrual cycle cramps. We don't like our menstrual cramps, do we? I don't like cramps, period. I get my cramps when I'm driving or even riding side saddle. My legs just do that. Sometimes it's because I am tired. Other times, not enough water. Other times, it's just my legs and it's just a pattern. But believe it or not, I can figure it out because I know my body that well. Because why? I listen to my body. Number five, heavy eyes or dozing. If you sit down for just a few moments and begin drifting off to sleep, what do you think? Rest is needed. Your body's telling you, whoa, you're pushing too much here. And leads me to number six, being overly tired and exhausted. And the same goes with being, yeah, too tired. It's like, yeah, you need to take a nap. And guess what? A nap is a good thing. Pay attention to what your body is telling you. And finally, number seven, heavy or weakened breathing. Some people would call it labor breathing. If your pattern of breath changes, whether it's fast or slow, be aware of what is happening. Is your heart doing something? Do you have other symptoms going on? I'm not going to go into the details of a heart attack or a stroke, but when it comes to your breathing patterns, it is very important to pay attention. I know when I would run a lot, this was a few years back, because right now I'm walking. I want to save my knees and my hips a little bit longer, even though I love running. My body is just saying, whoa, you pushed it too much years ago when I was doing 7 to 11 miles minimum every single day. And I did that year after year after year. My body said, you're not supposed to be running 2 or 3 marathons a week. You're hurting yourself. So I pulled back. Well, one thing I noticed when I would run, I could tell when my body was not responding well. Either my pace was too fast or was actually too slow. I hadn't set in my rhythm yet. And I noticed that by my breathing pattern. If you notice a child breathing, especially a newborn or an infant or a toddler, if you listen to their breathing patterns, you can tell when they're going to scream at you before they even scream at you. And it's really cool because when you learn that breathing pattern, then you can psych them out when they're about to scream and you scream first and they'll look at you like, oh my gosh. And it's hilarious. I know. Maybe I've done it a couple times, but it's great if it's done the right way. Just saying. So a heavy or weakened breathing, that labored breathing, pay attention to it. And ultimately, pay attention to your body. Like I told you at the very beginning, I'm tired. And maybe you're at spring break right now and you're tired. I'm on spring break. Not really. My son is. I don't think I'm ever on break. You know how that goes. But I do keep moving. However, even though I keep moving and I keep putting one step in front of the other, and I know it's going to get me to where I want to go, and I'm just learning that, you know what? It's a process. When I'm doing this every single day, the best story told every day is the one my body tells me. Are you listening to that best story today? Are you listening to your body? If you're trying to lose weight and you're sitting there trying to have this willpower to keep you away from touching something, but there are times that our body needs something, maybe from something that you took away. Now you may need to get it in a different manner, but you need to pay attention to that. Same goes for if you're building muscle. Same goes for if you are trying a new fitness routine, whether it be walking, resistance training, strength training. Are you lifting weights? Are you lifting heavier weights? How is your body responding? It is so important, because when we began to listen to what our body's saying and know it, we can change things literally on a dime. And actually on a pinpoint, because you know your body that well. I know it sounds strange, but I really want you to get to know your body intimately. Know the feelings. Know what's going on. Man, I can tell you I'm getting sick before I get sick, because I know what happens with my body. I know the symptoms. I also know that if I am pushing short amount of sleep every single night for a period of 2, 3, 4, 5 nights, I know when my body's going to say, whoa, and it's going to begin to break down. And then all of a sudden it's going to be like, oh my gosh, I can't do anything. And then I have to take a full day of doing nothing. Now, understand this. We all have, right, our ups and downs, our ebbs and flows in life. Sometimes we need to be hurried, scurried, and going nonstop like the Energizer Bunny. But other times we need to also flip that coin, and we need to move slowly, and we need to rest all day. And I'm here to tell you that's okay. But you got to listen to your body. Your body needs your attention. Go out today, feel your heart, know what your muscles are telling you. Train for life. Love your journey. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.